Good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has made, and we want to say thank you, Jesus, for this beautiful day. And well, let me encourage you from the book of Isaiah, chapter 55, verse 1. It says, "Come, all you who are thirsty, come to the waters, and you who have no money, come, buy and eat, come, buy wine and milk, without money and without cost." Wow. It's a beautiful prophecy concerning Jesus' coming, and the same words that what Prophet Isaiah prophesied concerning the Lord Jesus Christ, the same words were being used by Jesus when he walked on the earth. And, you know, it's so beautiful to know that the heart of the Christian gospel is the gentle word, come. And I like that word. From the moment of a person's conversion until he or she is ushered into eternal glory, the Savior beckons with the gracious invitation, come. And this word appears more than 500 times throughout the scriptures. In the book of Matthew, chapter 11, verse 28, he says, "Come, all you who are heavy burdened and wearied, come to me, and I will give you rest." In the book of John, chapter 4, verse 14, he says, "But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst, but the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life." What a blessed assurance, and what a beautiful scripture of the Lord Jesus Christ. My dear brothers and sisters, these are the scriptures that actually encourage us to come into the presence of the Lord. Jesus himself calls us, "Come, whoever comes to me, whoever drinks of me, whoever eats of me shall live and have everlasting life. Whoever comes to me, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living waters." In John chapter 7, Jesus said that. And so I encourage you, come and see, come and taste, that how lovely and beautiful is the Lord God Almighty. He never disdains, he never disappoints, he never discourages. He always is there with an open arms, waiting for his children to run into his bosom. If you are wearied, if you are tired, if you are thirsty, if you are fainting, if you are in deep trouble, if you are sick, if you are wearied in your mind, and you have got depression or discouragement, I would encourage you to come to Jesus. I would encourage you to come to him in prayer and say, "Lord, here am I. Change me and deliver me and set me free." And I promise you, he will come through. He will bless you, and he will take away every pain from your midst and bless you abundantly, because that's his invitation. Come. If the Lord God Almighty gives you an invitation to come, that's the best, greatest, most VVVVIP invitation that you can ever get in your life. So receive his invitation, come unto his presence, and surrender your life to him and say, "Lord, here am I. Have your way with me. Change me and transform me and make me your own." Amen. Today is the day of salvation, and I bless you in Jesus' name. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for this beautiful day that you have made. Lord, we are so highly honored of your grace that was first made manifest unto us by the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace and truth came into this world because of you. And Lord God Almighty, we are enamored with the love of God. We are, Lord, so moved with compassion. We are so blessed with the blessing of Jehovah. We are so honored to be invited in your presence, O God. Lord God Almighty, we are honored because you invite us. Come, O Lord Jesus, you give us invitation after invitation. Till the time we meet with you in glory, you always beckon us with your love. And I ask, O Father, for your grace to abound so that our minds will be opened to the truth. That, Lord, there'll be no veil that will, Father God, come between you and us. And I pray that the Lord, every form of veil, the veil of unbelief, the veil of doubt and despair, the veil, O Lord God of the world, will be removed from our eyes so that we'll be able to behold the glory of Jesus, the love of Jesus. and we will draw nigh unto you. Today, Lord, as your people step out to the jobs and their businesses and running the errands for the day, bless them, be with them, uphold them with your right righteous hand, enlarge their territory, increase their borders, and take away every pain from their midst. Lord God Almighty, for those who are sick in our midst, I rebuke every manner of sickness. And Lord God Almighty, I release your healing virtue to flow into their bodies. From the crown of their head to the soles of their feet, they will be healed and made whole by the power of the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name, we thank you, we bless you, and we give you the praise. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.